Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli-Miner. And here we are, another beautiful, sunny, at least in Clearwater, Florida, day that it is, and afternoon, actually moving toward evening. And one of the things that we love about this area is that it stays bright most of the day, and the sunlight is an absolutely healing, magnificent energy. So on that note, I wanted to say welcome, welcome, welcome. It is such a joy to have all of you with us each and every Friday at 5:30 Eastern Time here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. We appreciate the many comments that have been coming in time and time again. And there's so many amazing topics that we can cover and that we do cover. There has been one request lately that keeps coming up again and again, and I decided that today we would actually just take a little time. This is actually going to be a 30-minute show instead of our normal hour. And the question that keeps arising is, how can I live my passion without giving up my day job? Well, I'm chuckling because there are so many beautiful people out there who are feeling that they would much prefer living a life that is in more alignment with their passions and their purpose. And actually, for me, the passion and purpose are pretty much in alignment. It pretty much means the same thing. And it's always interesting to talk with people and hear some of their comments that sound a little like this. How can I do what I really want to do in my life when I have to work in order to make money so that I can take care of my basic needs? And I listen very, very, very carefully to that person when they're sharing this, because it's very real for them. Very, very real. And it's important to realize that when a person is expressing this, it is because they really, really, in the core of them, are having a conflict. So my question today is, are you living your passion? Are you living your purpose? If we want to be fulfilled, happy, content, and experience what I call that innermost calmness, that innermost peace, that feeling of ultimate fulfillment, it is absolutely essential that we discover our purpose. You know, without discovering that purpose, which to me is a guide, it is absolutely a guide. Or let's use some other examples that can definitely be used, sort of like a compass. Okay, if we're out in the woods, if we're in an unfamiliar place, and we have our compass with us to help direct us, we use it for that. We use it to help to have us be on the right path so that we get where we want to get. You know, and our goals and actions and plans will be much more fulfilled when we do this process. And I believe that every one of us is born with a mission, with specific talents, with that purpose. Call it whatever you want. We can use all of these words. Now, identifying, acknowledging, honoring this purpose is absolutely the most important action that we can take. And let's use an example of when we do talk with what would be considered successful people. What are some of the things that they say about this? You know, they take the time to understand what they're here to do, and then they pursue that with absolute excitement, enthusiasm, passion. For some of us, our purpose is very, very, very much on the radar screen. You know, we're born with a set of talents, and through persistence, these talents, these gifts, these skills are developed. And if we use children as an example, you know, sometimes it can be clear from the moment that they've arrived on the planet what they were interested in. One son wanted to draw all the time, for an example, or paint, or build. And just possibly that child is now in the art world, in the design world, in the many, many worlds that encompass using these kinds of talents. And before I continue, I want to again say welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor. And our contact information, for those of you who would like to find out how you can actually be interviewed on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, we would love to talk with you and help you to set that up. There's a very simple way that we can do that. You can call us, email us, and we can give you the appropriate information. Our contact number is 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273. Our web address is www.healthyreferral.com. That's healthy, refferral.com. And there are several email addresses for us. However, one of them would be M as in Marie, A-R-C-H-I-A-C, M as in Marie, at yahoo.com. So it reads MarciaCM@yahoo.com. And Mind Your Body and Spirit radio show is brought to you by our Healthy Referral newspaper, which is our approximate 36-page physical awesome newspaper that is filled with people and information having to do with preventive natural health, personal growth, and positive news around the planet. And with saying that, we know that the inquiries that we continue to receive are asking how they can participate and get their information into the Healthy Referral newspaper. Again, that is relatively simple. We would absolutely love to talk with you about that. There is a very simple way to do it. And also, one of the things that we say to people is, no matter what the situation is, you are able to become a part of the Healthy Referral newspaper. There is no reason that you would not be able to. And I'm just going to say that much, just so you understand and get that we are about co-creating, and it is about sharing all the beautiful things that healers and light workers and people doing positive good things on the planet are about, and helping to get that information in front of people's eyes, ears. And when I say eyes and ears, yes, the Healthy Referral newspaper is read, of course. It is a physical newspaper, and we are also online for the world to read through www.newspaperdirect.com, just as it sounds, newspaperdirect.com in the USA section. Just put Healthy Referral in there. And even if you didn't have the exact name, you just go to the health section. It's very easy to find and pull up. And they will tell you on there how you can actually begin to read the newspaper through using newspaperdirect.com. And again, our web address, if you want to see ad rates, things like that. However, I do want to say we would rather you just not go to the site and look at a bunch of numbers. We would rather you talk with us. Okay, so again, the website is healthyreferral.com. That's healthyreferral.com. You can also subscribe to receive the newspaper to your home if you choose to do that. And we would help set that up. If you're interested in, again, being interviewed on Mind, Body, and Spirit, we can tell you how you can do that. In fact, when you become a part of the Healthy Referral newspaper, we offer you a complimentary interview on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show. In addition, we have our 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo, September 27, 28, 29th of 2013, that's right, next year, at the Orlando Convention Center, Orlando, Florida. We are very excited about this event and being number 16. As you can see, we have put them on for 15 years. This will be our first one in Orlando, Florida, and we are very, very thrilled to be having this. And we look forward to your participation as an exhibitor, speaker, volunteer, sponsor, any other way that may come about that you can be involved. We do have a website where people can go and express their interest and keep updated. That address is www.healthandspiritnetwork.com. That's Health and Spirit Network.com. You will see a form there that you can fill out information and express your interest, and or just check in every once in a while to see the updates as more and more information is confirmed. There will be approximately 200 exhibitors and loads of marvelous speakers. We also decided to do this in a way that is opening night will be Friday, the 27th, 7 to 10:30. We will be having a reunion networking party. This is going to be opened. Actually, we're making some decisions around that, so I probably should just hold off on how I'm going to say that. But what we know is we're going to do whatever we can to have it available to people who have been around us for quite a while and those who are just becoming acquainted. So that will be the opening night, and then the expo will start early Saturday morning throughout Saturday and throughout Sunday, the 29th of 2013 in September. Please let us know through going to our site and filling out that form. And please, if you'd rather talk to us, we would love it. We would absolutely love it. So just call us at 216-533-2273. We are also wanting to mention ongoing on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show about an amazing organization that we are a part of. We are actually on the advisory board of National Health Federation, which is the approximately 58-year health freedom, natural health freedom organization that is continuing to protect your natural health freedoms, whether it's foods, supplements, modalities that you choose to use instead of the conventional medical arena. And it definitely needs your support, as does our healthy referral and this radio show and this expo that I just told you about. In fact, let me give this to you first. The National Health Federation's website is www.thenhf.com. So it's T-H-E, N as in Nancy, H, F as in Frank, .com, thenhf.com. And on that note, the Healthy Referral newspaper has been producing the expo that you just heard about for 15 years. National Health Federation at one point was also putting on their expos. And there is another organization and dear friends of ours that is Ann Anderson and Lawrence, E. Lawrence Bake. They have Message 2000, or what another name that it's actually called is treasuresgiftbook.com or Message 2000. And what has come about is that we, the Healthy Referral newspaper, the Message 2000, and National Health Federation are coming together to actually bring you the 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo. So it's very exciting to have this happening with all three groups' energies. And this is our first time in doing this, and it feels really good. So we are excited about this. It's going to have it be even better than it could be if we were to do it each individually. And that's what we know for sure and without a doubt. So again, if you're interested in any of what you just heard, you can connect with us through email, through phone call at 216-533-2273. Visit our websites that I gave to you, and we will be of help to you. All right, as you were hearing as the show got started, the show today is a 30-minute show versus an hour show, and it really is an energy about feeling, being, seeing your passion, your purpose as already done. You know, be that which you already are is the way that I like to say it. And being that which you already are means that you have to tap into what your heart's desire is, what you feel deep in the core of you that you want to be spending your time on. You know, I look out into the world so often as I'm moving about, and I see people just putting time in. You know, they're going to their job, they're coming back, they are in this routine that even to the extent of the places they stop, in between whatever it is that they're majorly doing through the day. And one of the greatest things to start shifting is catch yourself when you're going, let's say, example, you're out and about, and you're going to stop at a store. Instead of stopping at the store that you always stop at, how about if you think, what is another place I can go instead? And the slightest little shift with something like that will start to free up the energy and start moving the energy so that you are drawing some more, and maybe for the first time in a long time in your life, some really purposeful, healthy energy. And I know it sounds relatively trivial to, stop someplace that isn't the normal place that you would stop in your route throughout each day, but it does create a huge difference because everything's energy. Everything. Okay? And it never goes away. Energy never disappears. It might change forms. An example, if you throw a rock in the lake, it hits that coarse spot when it hits the water. And then that main energy of hitting that water moves out into ripples of additional energy. And those ripples keep going out, 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 and out into the lake until it seems to be gone. But the question to ask is it really gone? Absolutely not. It just changed form. So when we're talking about tapping into our reason that we are here, our purpose, our passion, and believe me, I have to share with you, when I was a very young person, I would hear adults going, oh, no, it's Monday. Or I would hear them go, yippee, it's Friday, no more work. And I could feel a little anxiety working its way up inside of me. That anxiety was saying, oh, no, how can they be doing what it is that they really don't want to be doing? Is that normal? And so I began to wonder, how am I ever going to follow what really feels is the thing that I'm supposed to do? And in fact, back then it was like, what on earth do I really even want to do? And this is why it's so important with children to talk with them and have them express the things that they love and that they're interested in, and supporting that so that they can continue to be involved and express and expand that. And I know as an adult how very, very significant this is. And again, the question to ask is, why are we here? A person who came into my life a number of years ago, it was a very, very special time. And he wrote a note to me. In fact, he probably doesn't even realize how significant it was at that time. And the note that he wrote simply said, "The one became many in order to express its love." The one became many in order to express its love. Another way that people like to say it is, The one became many in order to express itself. So have you ever stopped to realize that all of these people walking around, including ourselves, are all branches of that main creative, beautiful, loving, peaceful energy? This is the kind of energy that is essential on this planet today. Of course, it always has been essential. However, today, especially with the shifts and the vibratory essence increasing, and please remember that the planet is a physical being. It goes through its changes and its shifts and its cleansing. It has nothing to do with you are an evil group of people, so this is going to happen to you. You know, to me, that's hogwash. Excuse the phrase. And it is true, however, that the energy that we hold plays a significant part in how Gaia, the planet, the universe, then moves. And if it's feeling this intense, positive, loving, peaceful energy, it's more apt to flow accordingly. So with all the conversation of the 2012 and the Mayan calendar and this and that and so forth, there are so many ways to look at it, so many ways to interpret it. And to me, it's relatively easy. It is be the peace. Be that which you want to see. That is the most powerful, the most magnificent force. It isn't about the person sitting next to you. It's about you. So instead of saying that a person has to change or their ways need to change, the bottom line is change and grow yourself. That is what will make the biggest difference on this planet today and every day thereafter with the time that we will be given. And none of us really knows exactly how these next months and year are going to play out. So let's be the love and the peace and the joy that we want to see in the world and live our passion and our purposes. After all, we can have heaven on earth. And you have been listening to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show with your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor, and my amazing business partner, Tom Katowski, over these 24 years. And any interest that you have in this radio show, in our Healthy Referral newspaper, in our 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo, A Conscious Inspiration, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. Lots of blessings to you, and we will see you back here next Friday, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. Be well and happy.